Congress about illegal guns, saying that they are more than a crime problem. They're now a national security danger.
They even used the words of an Al-Qaeda spokesperson in a new PSA.
The latest Al-Qaeda plot instructs terrorists on how to buy guns in America.
This is a golden opportunity. America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check. So what are you waiting for?
Wow. Joining us this morning to talk more about this, someone who's fought against this for years, is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Good to see you this morning. This gun show loophole, an estimated 40% of U.S. gun purchases are sold without background checks because of this, quote, private sale or gun show loophole. Why has that not been able to be closed after all of these years?
Congress is just unwilling to face the fact that the Second Amendment doesn't protect terrorists. I don't think anybody thinks that Al-Qaeda was in the minds of the founding fathers.
Right.
You have a right to buy guns, protected in the Constitution. Every state has the right to set their own laws. They do that. But the federal government passed a law saying you can't buy a gun if you are a minor, if you have psychiatric problems, or if you have a criminal record. Then they didn't fund the ATF so that there's really no enforcement of it. And they have this gun show loophole where if you say, I'm a casual seller, you don't have to do the background check that's required to meet the first set of requirements that I just talked about. And so people go to gun shows and just buy guns, and the sellers go to gun shows, and they're not casual sellers. They can have a few hundred guns there to sell. And the guy you saw in the ad, he's not an actor. This is a terrorist. This is a guy we think is hiding in Pakistan, an American.
Adam Gadag.
Yes.
Yeah. Converted to Muslim, to become a Muslim, and which there's nothing, Muslims, most Muslims aren't terrorists. This guy happens to be an extreme Muslim who is out there advocating people to buy guns and kill Americans, and he says you can just do it right in America. Just walk up to a gun
store. So the NRA response to that spot is that he is recommending to people who are not part of an organized movement, really lone wolves, to go buy guns. Those lone wolves who might go to a gun show and buy that gun and commit a terrorist attack wouldn't be on a watch list anyway, quite possibly.
I don't know that, but what rational reason could you have for not at least trying? It is true that everybody that wants to bring down an airliner isn't on the terrorist watch list, but to not check before you get on a plane doesn't make any sense. They do find some people, and I can just, if you were on that plane, how would you feel as you're coming to the end of your life and say, well, they didn't have the courage to test?
Right. Well, you know, that really gets everyone's attention when you're starting to talk about terrorists and using our gun laws to get guns. But what about, I want to get your thoughts on this ATF Fast and Furious program, which was the U.S. watching these guns.
They were trying to find out where the guns go into Mexico and how Mexican drug dealers get them. Mexican gun drug dealers have killed something like 30,000 people over the years. And the guns,
with guns, they get here.
There's no question. Right. The guns come from America and we buy their drugs.
Right. And the money goes to fund more drugs, more guns.
There's no question about that. They screwed up. They did a lousy operation. That does not mean we shouldn't keep trying to stop the flow of guns.
But people who advocate for gun rights say we have a lot of rules. We have a lot of laws on the books already. They're not enforced. And so for
a person who wants to be able to... Well, that's not true in New York City. We're going to have a record
low... Wonderful. I mean, you guys have a really good city.
There are plenty of other cities and states in this country that do a good job, too. You know, America isn't full of bozos.
No,
Most people really do a good job at stopping it. It's just a handful of people.
But right now, what their argument is why go after people who just want to enjoy guns on their own, have never done anything illegal? Why not enforce what we see? I mean, on the streets of, just read an article about on the streets of Newark, you can just buy a gun. You know, quite easily, actually probably just as easily as you can buy drugs or something else.
Look, the mayor of Newark, Cory Booker's got a very tough job. So does the mayor of every city in this country. Even if you don't get everyone, why would you not want to stop those people who have psychiatric problems, are minors, or have criminal records? We have a federal law that says they can't buy guns. But it doesn't apply to gun shows where 40% of the guns, as you pointed out, come from.
Yeah.
There's just no reason not to enforce the existing law. And incidentally, you also want to close what they call the terrorist gap, and that is, if you can't fly, you should be added to that category of minor
people who can't own guns.
Sure.
All right, Mayor Bloomberg, good to see you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is real. This is a real terrorist.
Yeah. All right.